Mishnayis Masecht Kedushin. Mishnah Aleph, Ho'isha Nikneis B'Shloisha Drochim. There are three ways that a man could buy like his wife, in other words, to make Kedushin. There are three different kinyonim, how a man can make his wife into an Arutha, which means to make Kedushin. After you make Kedushin, then you have to make a second kinyon called Nisuyin. So how do we make this first kinyon called Erisin? That's with three ways. V'koines atzmo, she could acquire herself back, meaning to say, after she has Kedushin, if she wants to break up with the husband, there are two ways that she can have her kinyon, she could come back to herself again. That's called v'koines atzmo b'shtei drochim. It's two ways. We'll soon see. Now, nikneis, how are the first three ways that Anisha could become have Kedushin? That's bekesef. If the husband gives her kesef money, or else the Gemara says we'll soon see shava kesef. It could even be the worth of kesef. Like Bizman is there today, usually we give a ring, which is considered shava kesef, the worth of kesef. Or else bishtar, you can make kedushin, writing up a shtar kedushin. Or else ubebiya, a husband living with his wife, l'shem kedushin, that also could make kedushin. And the Gemara dash and psukim to have for these three limudim. Now, bekesef, if you wanted to mekadesh your wife with money, like how much money do you have to give your wife? So Beshamai says, Beshamai Imrim bedinner, you have to at least give her a dinner, or else ubeshava dinner, the worth of a dinner, but not less, which is a quarter of a seller. And the Gemara gives different reasons why Beshamai says that a prutu is not enough, but you have to go to a shava dinner. However, Beis Hillel says, and we pass on like Beis Hillel, that the pruta, it's enough to give the smallest amount of money, which is called a pruta, or else uve shava pruta, the worth of a pruta. They give her a ring, or give her anything worth a shava pruta, the kedushin would be chal. Now, bekamhi pruta, how much is a pruta? That's echad mishmeina, 1/8, the iser horatalki, of this coin iser, which is in the city Italki. So 1/8 of that coin, that's called a pruta. So these are the three ways that an isha is niknis. Then the Mishnah says again, v'koines atzmo, she could acquire herself to become free again. That's beget. Either the husband gives her a get, or else of a misa sabalim. When the husband dies, also she becomes freed. Hayivoma niknes bebiya. In the case of a yivoma, mean to say, let's say her husband dies, but the husband has a brother that's alive, and they did not have any children. The first one, so there's a mitzvah yibum now for the brother that's alive to go be miyabim his brother's wife. So she could be niknes bebiya. That means if the yavim, if the brother lives with a bebiya, that's how he's koina midiraisa, she becomes his wife completely. And then the koina satzma, but let's say in a case where the yavim does not want to make yibum, or she does not want to have bebiya, then how could she become freed? The koina satzma bechalitza. That they have to make chalitza, taking off the shoe. He has to wear a shoe, the yavim, and she takes off the shoe and spits in front of him. She makes chalitza. Or else, the misa sayavim, the case where the yavim dies, says like kal v'chomer from Eishes Ish, when the husband dies, then also she becomes freed. Mishneh Beis, Eved Ivri nikne bekesev uvishtar. How could you be koneh an Eved Ivri? That's if the master gives him money, buys him with kesev, or else with a shtar, you can write up a shtar to be koina neved ivri. Then he has the loch of a neved ivri that it works for you for 6 years, and then the master is allowed to give him a shivcha kanana to live with. The koina satsma, how does he become freed, this eved ivri? Either bashonim, after working for 6 years, or else by yovel. If yovel comes out first before the 6 years are up, he goes out free with yovel. Or else the geroyin kesa, by taking away from the money, meaning to say he could pay himself back. But let's say he was first sold for $600, and he's supposed to work for 6 years, it's like $100 a year. Let's say he already worked for 2 years, and now he pays back the master $400, so that he becomes free. That's called begeroyin kesef, paying back the money. Now, yiseir olav, omohav riyah, like a Jewish a maid, that means omohav riyah, a Jewish girl that's sold to be an omoh, she comes out freed with another way, not only with shonim of the yovel of a growing kesev, but also shekoyne satsma besimonim. When she becomes 12 years old and she has two siris, that also is a freedom for her. She goes out freed. Now, hanirtzo let's say an Eved Ivri that works for 6 years and afterwards he wants to work longer, he does not want to go out, so he has to make, he has to become a Nirtza. That means they have to pierce a hole through his ear. So Nirtza Nikna Britzia, how is he becoming now? With the Ritzia, they're piercing through the ear. When does he go out free? He goes out free when Yovel comes. In other words, he cannot work more than 50 years. Like, he goes out free when Yovel comes, or else the Misa saw that when his master dies, also he goes out free, does not go down the Yerusha to the master's children, but rather this Eved Ivri, even though it became a Nirtza, goes out free. Mishnah Gimel, Eved Kenani. What about an Eved Kenani that's Nikna Bekesev? A Jew could buy him by paying money for him, Bekesev, or Vishtar writing up Vishtar also Vechazaka. Making the chazaka tilas hashmishoy when the eved starts to work for you, that's a kinyan chazaka. Because Eved Kenani is doing with the karka, and karka we know is nikna, but these three ways also with kesef, shtar, and chazaka. The koine sats, man does Eved Kenani go out free? How is he koine himself? The kesef are there here, because he doesn't have any money himself, so somebody else pays for him to come out free. That's called kesef are there here. Other people pay for him, he could go out free. Or else uvishtar ayidayatzmai. Let's say the Eved receives a shtar shichra from his master, so also he goes out free. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, that an Eved Kenani has the yad, his own hand, to receive his own shtar shichra. However, v'chachomim oimu nechom say, v'kesav ayidayatzmai. No, sometimes an Eved Kenani could have his own money. Somebody could have given the present damanash and the rabbi reshuzbo. So he could have his own money, and with his own money, he could free himself, buy himself out free. But a chum hold of vishtar edei acherim. But an eved does not have his own yad to accomplish his own get, because his yad is considered like yad eved to yad rabbi. So the yad, the shtar, is not leaving the rishus of the yadon. Therefore, somebody else has to receive the shtar, like the Torah shlichus, for the eved. Or vishtar edei acherim. Or bevado shiakestim mishal acherim. The money should belong to other people. And the Gemara comes out that this last lohalochir or bavachi akesim mishal acherim is really a third man diyama, and this is really Rabbi Shimon Shita Shimon Elozo. That he holds if an eved kenani wants to go out free, bein bishtar bein bekesev, he's koines atzma de acherim, for loy ayidei atzma, that the eved himself cannot give his own money, because he doesn't have his own money, or else he cannot receive his own shtar, because his yad is kidyad rabbi. Rather, somebody else has to either receive the shtar for him, or else somebody else has to give the money to the master to redeem, to free the Eved Kenani. Mishnah Dalet. Behema gasa, a big behema, like a cow or an ox, nikneis b'mesira. If you want to buy a behema gasa, so the master has to give you over the rein. That's called b'mesira. The bailam gives over, like the straps that you lead the animal with, to the koina. That's the kinyan. The hadaka, a small animal though, like a sheep, then a bahagbor, that's something that's wrong for people to pick up, so then the kain has to make a maisa agbor, pick it up, that's the kinyan. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elozer. The chomarm, the chom say though, behem hadaka, small behem like a sheep, is nicknas the mashicha. If they hold that it's enough to make a mashicha, just pull it to make it move towards you, that's also a kinyan for a behema daka. That's the halacha, that both the behema daka and the behema gasa is nikness b'mashicha, if you just pull it, and the koshkin, if you want to make agbo is a better kinyan, but pick it up, for sure, that also has a kinyan. Mishnah, hey, nechosim shiesh lemachrayis, means property that has a guarantee on it, which means like karka, like ground, if you sell ground property, is nikneis bekesev uvishtar v'chazoka. That's the loch of karka. You could be koine either if you pay for it through money, or else you make a bishtar mechira, or else you make a chazoka that you start to work on it, or else you build a fence around it. What's going to be property of shein lemachrayis that does not have any guarantee on it? Meaning to say regular metalim, utensils, things that are movable. Then the loch is einem niknem ela b'mashicha. The kinyan there is mashicha. You have to pick it up. You have to move it. To drag it, that's the kinyan mashicha, but not kesef and not shtar, not chazaka. But if I'm hagbo, would also be a kinyan, but it has to be a kinyan like mashicha and not just am kesef. We ought kesef is not kainam, at least midrabbanan is not a kinyan kesef on the talit limb, but rather it has to be a mashicha. Now the Mishnah says, Nechosim Shein Lemachrayis, again that's movable utensils, is Niknim Im Nechosim Sheish Lemachrayis, you could be kind of them agav while you're being kind of karka. Like let's say Reuven is buying off Shimon, his property is karka, and also utensils on it, so to make a kinyan on the karka, automatically you're also kind of the metalkim that are on it. Or nearby it, like we come out the maskani, you don't have to have agav, it does not have to be directly on top of the karka, as long as he's selling it to you both at the same time. So that's called this halacha of kinyan agav. That's called nechosim shein lemachrayis niknim im nechosim sheish lemachrayis v'kesu v'shtar v'chazaka. Now the kind of the kinyan you make on the karka on the property to buy, so that kinyan also helps that you be kind of the other metalim you want to sell along with it. And also the zaykakin, it drags along. Nechosim shein lemachrayis es hanechosim sheish lemachrayis lishov aleihem, to have to swear on it. We know the halacha is that if I say I gave you three, let's say, jars of mine, and you say you only have two, so you're made of a mixas, you have to make a shvua. But a shvua is only a metaltum, things that are movable and not on karka. Karka, we do not have to swear midiraisa. But let's say you have to swear to me for the movable things. Once you have to swear to me for that, that's called zikakin. Now I can drag along and make you also swear to me about karka matters. Like I said, I gave you two fields to watch, and you're only giving me back one, I want the other one. So like this, I can't make you swear on karka. But once I can make you swear upon the metaltlim, I can be zikakin also drag along a shrua on the karka also. Mishnah Vov. Kol ha'nase domin b'yachir. Anything that's made into money, value, for something else. So chivin shezoch hazeh, as soon as he receives it, his neschayim zeh b'chalipov, the other one has to give back the exchange for it. In other words, it's like a kinyan chalipin. Let's say I want to buy a chair of you, and it's worth $100. So if I give you the $100, I'm not turning the chair until I make a mashicha. But let's say I'm not giving you $100, but instead of giving $100, I'm giving you something else. I'm giving you, let's say, a table. So as soon as I give you the table and you make the kinyan on the table, automatically I'll kinyan chalipin, I'm carrying the back, instead of that, the chair from you. Case that will be a case like this. Hechlev shabapar, we make an exchange. I'm giving you my ox for your cow. Or yechamor b'shon, I'm giving you my donkey for your ox. So we make an exchange like, as soon as one of them makes a kinyan on one way, so automatically the other one has a kinyan on the other one. So I give you my shor, as soon as you make a kinyan on my ox, automatically I have a kinyan on your chamor, and therefore your chamor is in my rishus. That's called the kinyan chalipin. Now rishus ha-gavaya, how does it work? Rishus of something belonging to Hegdish is bekesef. You could be kind of with money, like if the Gizbar gives away money to buy something, as soon as they make kinyan kesev, Hegdish is kind of it. A reshus hedyit b'chazak, mashenkin a hedyit, he's not kind of with kesev, but rather b'chazak, like we said before, mashicha, or else with other kinyan mahagbo. That's called reshus hedyit b'chazak. Amirosa like voyah, somebody just says, I want to give something over to Hegdish, just with my amir alone, that's a locha ki misiros, that's a locha like a misir lehedyit, that there'll be a kinyan kimisirasa lehedyit. That's called amiru legvayit, the same halach like you made a misira for hedyit. By a regular person, you have to make a kinyan misira, that's the kinyan. Here it's enough to make the kinyan amira is also good by hegdish. The fact that you say you want to give something to hegdish, that makes the kinyan. Mishnah Zayin. Kol mitzvahs haben alo av, all mitzvahs that is mutl upon the father to do to his son, like Lamashra, to make a bris milah on his son, to be proud of his son, or teach him son Torah, is these halachis are noshim chayav masoni yechiv upon the father to teach it to do to his son. But for noshim pturas, the mother is potter from doing it to the son, the mother has lochiv to see the bris milah should be done on his son. And the opposite, well, let's say, v'chol mitzvah sa'av ala ben, all the mitzvahs that pertain to his son, that are on a son pertaining to his father, that the son has a chiyu to mechaber his father, echor anoshim v'yechor noshim chiyopim, whether it's a son or whether it's a daughter, the daughter also has the same chiyu back to her parents. As she also has a chiyu kivir avein. V'chol mitzvah sasei she zman grom, yet only have a mitzvah, it's a special time for that mitzvah to be done. So the klal is anoshim chiyopim men achayiv in that mitzvah, But for Noshim Turas, ladies are potter from that mitzvah. For the more dashans now from Sukkim, then with the tefillin, for the mitzvah sasesh, leyas man mitzvah sasesh, leyas man gromo, then the klali is echod a Noshim, viech Noshim, whether the men or whether it's ladies, chayovim, they're both chayiv in the mitzvah. But the whole mitzvah is loisasei, every mitzvah is loisasei in the Torah, bein shazman gromo, whether there's a zman gromo to do this mitzvah is loisasei. Like not to eat chametz on Pesach, it's only on Pesach. Bein shleyazman gromo, not to steal, applies all the time. Still echad anoshim v'yechanoshim chayovim. A man or a lady, both are mechuyiv and all lambs are Torah. There's only chiluk in the mitzvah sasei, at the end there's a difference between the mitzvah sasei, shazman gromo, shleyazman gromo. But by Loisah say, every one of them in Noshim are also Mechuyiv. Chutz excluded me by Tashkis, not to destroy the payah on your hair, like Anisha doesn't have that Issa. Or by Takib, not to cut around. I mean, by Tashkis means destroying your beard, using a razor on your beard that doesn't apply to a lady. Once, because partially they don't have a beard. And also by Takib, the Issa cutting off your payah does not apply to a lady. Or by the Tam Elamesim, you have a Bath Koyin. Even though a ben kohen, the kohen has an issa not to touch mace, not to become tamei, that only applies to zechorim, to bnei aron, and not to bnei aron. The girls, the bas kohen, is allowed to be metama lemeisim. Mishnah Ches. Hasmichois, that of being a korban, that the bailam has to put his hands on top of the korban, a korbanelo, other korbanis, or else the atnufois, that you have to lift up the korban by korban shlomim, let's say, that the bailam has to lift up. It says as a chaylev ala chaze yibienu, and they lifted up the bailam and the kohen. Or else the hagosha is when you bring a mincha and you have to bring closer towards the mizbeach, bring it closer. It's called hagosha. The hakemitzos, that's when the kohen makes the kemitza, takes his handful out of the mincha. The haktoris, burning the ktoris. Or else the amalikos, you have a bird, a korban oif, that you have to make a malika, kind of stick his thumb through it. Or else the hazois, that you have to spritz the dam agabi a mizbeach. Or else, viha kabolis. That's when you makabol the dam of a korban. Is all these avoidas nahegis ba noshim v'loi ba noshim. All these avoidas only can be done by a kohen, by a man, and not by a lady, not even a bas kohen. Anisha is possible to do these in yonim asmicha tenu first agoshes. Chutz excluding me mincha soita v'nezira. Shein manifas. If Anisha becomes a soita, she has to have a mincha brought. There, since she's the bailam, she could be main if she has a mitzvah to pick it up. But then if she's in the zero, and she has to bring a korban, then we say also she has to make a tenufa. For the other korbanos, even though an isha brings it, there's no mitzvah tenufa by an isha, only by a man. The Gemara Darshan is looking for this. Mishnah Tes. Kol mitzvah she tluye barat. Any mitzvah that has to do with the chayvis arat in Eretz Yisrael, like trumas and maisas, lekat shechapeya, is then in the heges, hella barat, pshita, son of the gay, in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz laretz. Only things that grow in Eretz Yisrael. But a mitzvah, she'enet luyibos, doesn't apply upon the land of Eretz Yisrael, like tefillin, tzitzis, neger, that applies, bein boros, bein mechutzos, bein Eretz Yisrael, and the chutzos, it applies. Chutz menol, excluding from the mitzvah orlo, via kelayim, that orlo and kelayim also apply in chutzos, even though something has to do with the grad grows out of the ground, still it applies in chutzos. As an issa orlo, the first 3 years of the fruit tree, you should not eat from it, even in chutzos. And the Adin, Kalayim also applies even in Chutz Laretz, which is Kalayim Kerim. If you have a vineyard, you can't plant other vegetables there. Reb Lezer says, Af Min HaChodesh, also the Yisra Chodesh also. So the question, what does he mean to say Af Min HaChodesh? It means to say Esor, it means to say Lahat Lahatir. But as the Tzad say, Yisra Chodesh also applies even in Chutz Laretz, meaning to say, anything that grows after Pesach, any type of wheat or type of the five grains, you're not allowed to eat from it until the next Pesach. That's the Yisra Chodesh. So some say the sheet is even applies even in Chutz Laretz, and some say no, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. Mishnah Yud. Kol oise mitzvah achas. Whoever does one mitzvah is matibu loy min hashemayim. They give you oilam, they make it good for you, even in this world. O ma'arichim loyom, they give you a long life. For noich lesoros, you'll be yashin Eretz. Poshti means oilam abo. But Hoshe knows the mitzvah did not do mitzvah, is not even one mitzvah. Ain't matidno, they did not make good for you in this world. You won't have a long life. You won't be zeicha to yashin olam abo. So we shall exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says sometimes this means that somebody has machzor, schuyas, the machzor voinus, his scale is half and half. So that's an Indian that if he does us one more mitzvah, of course there are one mitzvah will be machwila kalschus, and then it will be zeicher to call the toif. Now, kol sheyeshter b'mikro, anybody that knows chumish knows mikro, uva mishnah knows mishnayis, uva derech eretz, and he also acts with derech eretz, is levim heru chayt, he won't do chatoim so fast. Shinemar pasuk says, v'yachut, these three in yonim, it won't be torn, it won't be ripped so fast, that string. So, because Shain, the person's not, like the mikro, not learning chumash, or mishnah, or mishnayis, like the derecheres, not in the midas tevois, is the enemy of the yishuv, he's not from the yishuv, not from the people that are going to build up this rule, it's not called yishuvai shaloylam. Yeah, we're up to Perek Shaini, Mishnalev, Ho'ish Mekadesh Boyu Vishluchoi. A man has the right to marry his wife, whether he himself does it, or else the chishes even b'shlucha, he can make a shliach, that shlucha shlom k'moisai, he can give a shliach the ring, and the shliach says, Arei amakadeshes, le'meshaleach, and then the meshaleach, the one that sent him, he is married. And the Mora says, if you can make kaddish to a shliach, what do you have to say? Boy for he himself? The Mora comes out, there are two answers. One is, it's mitzvah boy yosem b'shluchai. Whenever you can do the mitzvah yourself, there's a bigger inyan for you to do it rather than making a shliach. And secondly, here there's even an issa, because you are supposed to first see your wife before you marry her to make sure you're going to like her, and not chas v'shalom be over the issa, we have to rechakomecha and come to hate her. Then the Mishnah says, Isha miskadeshes bo v'shlucha, the same thing, the wife. She also can be miskadeshes either herself, she herself receives the ring, or else she can make a shliach, that the shliach receives the ring, and when her shliach receives the ring, then she's miskadeshes. And the same thing, it's a mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. Now, ish mekadeshes bitoy kishinara boyu b'shluchai. The father has the right to marry off his daughter, even though she's a nara. The chur, she's a ketana pshita. Even though she's a nara, still she's considered in his rishus, even though she's 12 years old already. And she has tesiris, but as long as she's not a bageris yet, she's still Rishus Avi, and the father can marry her off. And the Chiddush is, Uvishluchai, the husband also can make a shliach to marry you, the father can make a shliach to marry off his daughter. And the more it comes out to what din a shliach could also make a shliach. Now, what's going to be your Eimer Leisha? If the husband says to his future wife, his Kachli B'tomorazu, I want you to get married to me with this date. His kachli bezu, then he says a second time the loshin, get married to me with this one. So it's like he's saying a different loshin by each date. Therefore the locher is, im yesh b'yachas miyem shava pruto mekudeshes. If any one of these dates by itself is worth a shava pruto, so it's sort of like he gave that to her, that was the ma'isa kedushin, that was the kesef, the shava kesef, and therefore the kedushin is chal. But v'yim lav, if neither of these dates are worth by itself a shava pruto, even though together they are worth a Sheva Pruta, still the Locher is Einam Kodeshes. The Kedushin is not Chal. Since he said a separate Loshin of Iskat Sheli, and then he said again Iskat Sheli, Mashm Ish, tomorrow each date is a separate Maisi Kedushin. So if no date is worth a Sheva Pruta, there's no Maisi Kedushin here, therefore she's Einam Kodeshes. What's going to be if the husband says, of the Baal says like this, Iskat Sheli but tomorrow Zu, and then he says, Uvezu, Uvezu, then im yesh shava pruta bekulan mekudeshes, so between all of them together it's worth a shava pruta, the kedushin is chal, because it's like saying all of them together is one big maisa, one big kesef. But v'im lav, if all of them together is still not worth a shava pruta, then halacha is ein mekudeshes. That was the first mission we had, that kedushin, the kesef, has to at least be worth a shava pruta. What's going to be hoy soy cheles rishoyna rishoyna? When the Baal gave the date to his wife, to her and said her amudeshes, she started to teach them as he gave it to her. She started to teach them up. Achelas rishoyna rishoyna. Then the locher is ain't the mukadeshes, not mukadeshes. Ad she biachas mien sheva fruta. As even though it said a lashon of amudeshes the bezu uvezu uvezu, like he meant to make it into one big ma'isa kedushin, but since the ma'isa she's eating them up, so each ma'isa has to be by itself a ma'isa kedushin. Because once she ate it up, it's over with already. It's like a milva, and you can't be mekadesh with the milva. So therefore, if any one of them is worth a shema pruta, when he gives it to her before she eats it up, then the kedushin is chal. But at the time he gives her each one of them, there's no shema pruta, because you want them teared up to be worth together, since they're not around, she's eating them up, therefore it's ainot mekadeshes. Your Mishnah Beis. His kachli because zesho yayin. The Baal goes to his wife and says, I want you to get, I'll make the kedushin. The kesser should be, the shava kesser should be, this cup of wine, kesher shoyayin. The nimtan, after she receives it, she looks inside and finds out, shel dvash, that it's from honey, not from wine. Wrote the opposite way, shel dvash, he says, I'll marry you with a cup of wine, of honey. The nimtan shoyayin, it comes out to be wine. The dinah she ze shakesser, he says, I'll marry you with this coin, a silver coin. The nimtan shozov, it comes out to be a gold coin. Wrote the opposite way, shozov, he said, this is a gold coin. The nimtza shekas comes out to be only a silver coin. Or else, amanash ani yosha. The husband says, I'll marry you. I'm a condition. I'm telling you, amanash, but I'm a rich person. The nimtza comes out lady. It comes out later. The nimtza ani, he's only an ani. He's a poor person. That's the opposite. Ani, he says, clearly I'm a poor person. The nimtza comes out, osha, he's a rich person. Is Zainim Kadesh, in all these cases, Kedushin is not chal, since he misled her. Similarly, we say she only had das and what he said, and now that it's not that way, Allah is ain't not mikudeshus. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Emitor l'shvach mikudeshus. If the mistake that he made was for the better, then we say she is mikudeshus. But let's say he said, I'll marry you with a silver coin, and it came out to be a golden coin. Since a golden coin is worth more, that's l'shvach. So we say for sure she has das, even though she thought it was a silver coin. We say non sadi, she's also nicha with the golden coin, and therefore it's like she had das for the gedushin. Therefore, the gedushin is chal. So in all these cases, whenever it's the switches for the better, the gedushin is chal. When the switches for the worse, then we say she didn't have das. The gedushin is not chal. Mishnah Gimel, al menash ani koyin. Again, the Baal tells his wife, "I'm marrying you. Al menash that I'm a koyin. V'nim tzlevi comes out his only levi." Or else Levi says that he's a Kohen, but Nimtza Kohen, it comes out that he's really a Kohen. Nosin, he says he's a Nosin, the Psul of a Nosin. There were Gerim, the Nesinim. The Nimtza Mamzer comes out to be a Mamzer, which is worse. Or else Mamzer, he said there's a Mamzer, but Nimtza Nosin came out to be a Nosin. Or else Ben Ir, he says he's a person that came from a city. The Nimtza Ben Krach, he came from a Krach that's from the big towns, from the big cities, there's a moshwak and mosh streets there, a ben krach. What about the opposite way? He says there's a ben krach, the nimtza ben ir, it comes as a person was born in a smaller city. Or else, amanah she beisi korv lemerchatz, amanah that my house where we live in is close to the bathhouse. The nimtza comes out later, that's really rochuk, far away. Or else rochuk, he says that his house is far away from the bathhouse. The nimtza korv, it comes out that it was close. Or else Amanas Shieshli Vas Oishivcha Gadelis. His Amanas, but I have a daughter. We also have a Shivcha. So the question, what does Gadelis mean, this maid? Well, it means Gadelis that she can make hair, she could braid the hair. What does it mean to say she could, older, that she could take care of the house? The Aimler, it comes out later, we find out he does not have either a daughter or a Shivcha. Or else Oyamanas Shainla, he says, still, I do not have. And then we find out Vieshli does have. Or else Amanash, Shainli, Bonavanatha, do not have any children. Vieshli, later we find out he does have children, does have boys. Oh, yeah, Amanash, Yeshli, Vienla, I do have and doesn't have. Lukulam, in all these places, af all these cases, af o p shomer, even though she says later, the libi hoyolis kadish loy, af o pikein, that really in my mind, I had in mind to get married to you, even though it's not true what you're telling me. Even though you're telling me you're rich, even though you're telling me you have children, and now it comes out you do not have, she says, Yishno, still I had asked to get married to you, still the locher is ain't the Mekadeshes. The Kedushin is not Chal, because we call this Dvorim Shebleib, which is called Ein Dvorim. We go bust what we hear, what we see. What we hear and what we see is he made a condition. So the Kedushin is only Chal if this condition is true, and as far as it's not true, the Kedushin is not Chal. And then the Mishnah ends off, V'chein he, shetasoi. The same thing could be if she fooled him. Like she said she was Leviyo, or else she said she was Kahanis, and it got switched around, the same halachas. But we hold what? It'll be Eino Mekudeshes. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'im el shluchai. If the Baal says to a shliach, say the Kaddish Leisha Plainis, I want you to marry me, such a wife, he says the name of the lady, the Mokam Plaini, right now she's in L.A., for all Achbe Kitchen Mokam Acha, the shliach went and was Mekaddish in San Francisco in a different place. Lach was Eina Mekaddishis, because they say the Baal was Makbid, but Dafka wanted the Kedushin to take place in L.A., and the Svar is because he knows people there, and they'll talk nice about him there, so he was Makbid, but Dafka in that Mokam. What's going to be if the Baal says, Harehi b'mokam pleni, no, she is in L.A. right now. But not that you have to marry her there. He's only telling her where she is. The kid of a mokam acher, and he went to marry her in another place. Then, Harehi z'mokadesh to the Kedushin Yisrael, because here we do not say the Baal was makbid. He's only just notifying him, telling the shliach where to look, where to find the kala. Mishnehei. Ha-mekadesh she'isha amana she'en ole nedorim. For man marries his wife, but he makes a condition with her that she has no nedarim. She did not make any nedarim. She did not also for anything. She did not make nedarim before the chasna. V'nimtzo le nedarim, and then later the husband finds that yes, she does have nedarim. So locher is ena mekadeshes. That's a makiv. The tenai is mevatel the kedushin. The kedushin is not chal. What's going to be konso stam? Let's say after the kedushin, the Baal made nisuyin live with her, and at that time he did not speak out any tenoyim. He was konso stam. For him to learn the Dorm, and then later before, and yes, she still has the Dorm on her. So, Lachur is Teitesh Tobiksuva. Yes, meaning to say that here he has to give her a get. Because since he was Konsa, he was Boyle Stam, so we say he was Mechel on the first Tanai, and therefore we have to be afraid he was Boyle Lashem Kedushin, and therefore Kedushin is Chal, and therefore you have to give her a get. However, Negei to Ksuba, if he does give her a get, he would not have to pay the Ksuba. But they get to the moment he has the right to say, I'm Moisim Chaveri Olavarai, you know I was not Mechel the Chanai, and therefore I do not have to pay you the Ksuba. What's going to be Al Menaf Shein Vomumin? He's Mekarasher on the Chanai that she doesn't have any blemishes on her. Then into Vomumin, and we find she does have a Mum, is Einam Kadesh, Dushin is Bottle. What's going to be again, Konso Stam, he makes Nisuin with, he lives with her. Stam without speaking on any conditions, even though he spoke it out to Shas Kedushin. The nimtza v'mum, and then later we find yes, she does have these blemishes on her body. So again, the same halacha teitzeh shlo b'ksuba, that if he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her a get, because we have to be afraid that maybe the kedushin was chal, because he's boil l'shem kedushin. But the ma'aseh doesn't have to pay you the ksuba, because that we say ma'aseh mechaver all over raya. V'chol hamum and apoyslam b'kahanim apoyslam b'noshim. Any mum that makes the kohen possible to do the avodah, who then a Baal has the right to say, I never meant to marry you with such a mum. Mishnevov, Hamakadish Shtei Noshim B'Shava Pruta. He's Makadish two wives with a Shava Pruta. Or Yish Achas, the prophet of the Shava Pruta, else he marries one wife without a, left of, with the ring is worth less than the Shava Pruta. So, Afa Pisha Shalach Sablonis Liacha Mikan, even though he sends a present later that's worth more than a Pruta, still Einam Makadishis. The Kedushin is not Chal. We say Shemachmas Kedushin or Rishenim Shalach, because he sent the presents later in mind that he is already married to her. So he thought the Kedushin was the first Maisa, and since that first Maisa was not worth a Sheva Pruta, in the first case for both of them, and the second even for one of them, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal. Vechein Kotin Shekidus, anything of a Kotin marries a wife. That the Kedushin is not Chal, even though later when it becomes a Godel, he sends her a present. Still, we say he's sending us the Amnas, the first Kedushin, and the first Kedushin is not Chal, therefore she's Einam Kedushin. Mishnah Zayin. Hamakadish Isha Bita. A man marries a wife and her daughter. She had a daughter from a different husband. Or Isha Vachoy Sakaka. He marries a wife and her sister together. So, and you can't do that. They're in every. You can't have Kedushin to both of them. The Lachar is Einam Kedushin. Neither of them is Chal. Since you do them both of Basachas, we pass can call Shaina Bezechazir, Afil Babasachasena, therefore both are not Chal. O Meister, once up in the case, the Chomish Noshim with five ladies, and Uvehen Shteachoy, that in the middle of these five ladies, two of them were two sisters. What happened was, Velikat Echot Kokolishatainim, a man went down and gathered together a basket full of dates, of figs, Vishalenhoy said, belonged to these five ladies. But the Shalshriya Sois, there was Shemitah, so like Hefka. So the Baal had a right to take it, and now it belongs to the Baal. So Yom, and he said to these five ladies, Harei Kulcha Mekadeshes Li, B'Kakol Azu,
I want all five of you to be married to me with this one basket of figs, and it was worth more than five sherfrutis. And one of the five ladies accepted it, Peshtichus, four or five ladies. So what's the law of Yonachom? The Chum say, Ein ha'chois mekudeshes. The other three ladies you're married to. Just these two sisters, that's the law. Since an answer to you, you cannot position on both of them. So you say both of them are Ein ha'mekudeshes, they're not married to you. Your Mishneches, ha'mekadesh b'cholkoi. If a Kohen wants to be mekadesh his wife, with the portion that he receives from the korbanos, so bein kodesh kedoshim, whether that's a sechatis or an oshim, that the kohen receives the boset each from it, or else bein kodesh kalim, whether it's a shlomim that the kohen get their chelik, the chazov v'shoik, is ein l'mekadeshes. Kedushin is not chal because this is not called momem shokhanim, but rather the zeicha this from the shulchan gevoya, and they only have a chus tidit, that's all, but it's not really theirs. To the Mekadesh an issue with it. The Maisa Sheni, let's say a person, even regularly Israel, wants to Mekadesh his wife with Maisa Sheni, which the loch of Maisa Sheni is you're only allowed to eat it inside Yerushalayim, and Pashid now you're outside Yerushalayim. So loch is Ben B'Shoik Yubem B'Mezid, whether she knows or you know that it is Maisa Sheni, or whether you don't know you're a Shoik, you thought it's regular Paris. The loch is like Kiddush, still the Kedushin is not Chal. Give Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that Maise Sheni is also considered Mamun Gavoya. It's not your own Mamun, it's again, it's only a Schus, you have to eat it. But really, it's Mamun Gavoya, therefore, it's Einam Kadeshis. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that Maise Sheni is not called Mamun Gavoya, it's called Mamun Hedya that belongs to you. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds Vishaydig Lakiddish. Because she doesn't realize that Maise Sheni, she's not the Kadesh because she doesn't have Das for this. She thinks she's receiving something that she could eat right here, but if she would know she has to go to Yerushalayim, maybe she wouldn't be mekabelit, therefore it's Ein Mekadeshes. But the Meizah, they both know that it's Maaseh Sheni, then Kiddush, because the Meizah, it's Mamun Hedyut, it belongs to you, and you're not fooling her, therefore the Kedushin is Chal. Uve Hegdish, let's say the Mekadesh your wife, with money that belongs to Hegdish, belongs to the Bet Kabayis, so then the Meizah Kiddush, if you do it, the Meizah, they both know about it, the Kedushin is Chal, raise them Kedushes. Because Pasha the Pshat is once you're amazed, you're more behagdish, it's Yatzal Chudun, and then it's called you're giving your Shabbat fruit is worth. But if it's Shagi, they don't realize that it's Hegdish, then it's not Yatzal Chudun, and therefore, Lake Kiddish, Kedushin is not Chal, it's not your money. Give it Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Whoever Rabbi Yehuda says that the Shagi Kiddish, he ought to know, if Yav Hanor from Moyes of Hegdish, the Shagi, that's when you're over the Yisamila. And then it's Yotzal Chulun, so therefore the Kedushin is Chal. But the Mezid, if you know what you're doing, then the Locher is like Kiddush, because there's no Yisamilu, then you're not, it's not Yotzal Chulun. And therefore it's Mom Gavoya, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal. Lamaisa by Maisa Shein, we pass him like Rabbi Meir, and by Hegdish, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishneh Tes, HaMekadosh Bo'Orla, somebody wants to marry his wife with Teres of Orla, means the first 3 years that's growing with Tosa Bano. Rels of a klai, a kermi of a klai, and growing in the vineyard, it's also bano. The shor haniski, you have a shor that killed a person, as chal, the bezin pasin, as chay, as chil, it's also bano. Uvieg la rufa, found a mace outside the city, it's also being an eagle and chop off its head, it's also bano. Pisi perim, it's perim, it's perim, after being tipurim, that if one flies away, it's also bano. It's not like it, whether it's the shoot, it's also bano, both of them. Uve sar hanozir, when a nose cuts off its hair, the loch is supposed to burn under the dude. It's also banom, the petach amor, where they were not poidurit the sir, so then is varasta, you have to chop off its head. It's also banom, or the boss of the cholo, where you cooked up milk and meat together, or else of the chulun, you have regular baymash, and ishkato be'azor, they made a shchit in the azor, it's also banom. All these cases, ainu mekadesh, if you're mekadesh your wife for one of these things, it's in the Mekadesh because it's also by no, it has no shell, it's not worth a shell of ruta. What's going to be mocha when you sold these things? You did an issa. But when you receive the money now is also is muta by no. And therefore, the kiddush be demeyim, you mekadesh your wife with the money so that you sold it for, then Mekadesh, because that is muta by no. Mishnah Yud, ha mekadesh be trumois, over my first of my tonnes, over my chatas, over my chatas, over my Mekadesh, for Fibu Yisrael. So, Pasha Trumas here means Truma Gadela, or else the Trumas Mice that's given to a Kayin, Over Meister, that's Meister Rishon, who gives to the Levi, or else Meister Oni. Over Matonois, that's the Zerah of Lechiyayim, the Kevah is given to Koyin. Over Mechatis, or else the Eifah Chatis, the Eifah, the burning of the Paraduma. There's a Reimuk, the Reizum Kadeshis. The Kedushin over here is Chal, and even though you're regularly Israel, there's not only a Koyin, it's Mutta Banofim, but even by Israel, the Tosa Banof, a Kopponim, it's worth money. Since it's worth money, then Kaddish your wife with it. It's called the Gerber Shabbat Pruta, therefore the Kedushin is Chal. The Perek Shalishi, Mishnah. Poim Melech Averoi. Reuven tells his Chaver, say the Kaddish Lisha Plainus. Reuven made Shimon a Shliach to be Mekaddish for him, a wife. Volach and Shimon goes to Shliach, goes to Kitchaliatsmi, gives to her his own money. They said, Arayah Mekaddishus Li. The Locher is Midirais, it's Mekaddishus. The Mojah says he's doing a Ramoy, he's a trick. But our Koponim is Krishna Chal because she was masculine to get married to the Shliach. Pechein, the same thing, Oim Elisha, Reuven says his wife, Harei at Mekadesh Asil Yachar Shloishim Yom, I want to get married to you in the Kedusha of the first Michal after 30 days. And therefore, up until 30 days, you're not married to her. And therefore, Bo Acha V'Kitcha B'Tach Shloishim Yom, if somebody else comes and marries her within these 30 days, Shom Mekadesh Asil Shaini, she's married to the second one, his Kedusha was Chal first, and therefore the first one cannot be Chal. Bas Yisro L'Koyin, if she's the Bas Yisro L'Gamer to L'Koyin, Teicha B'Truma, she's Ladi Truma. What's going to be me after Lachas Tashim? Somebody says, I want to marry you now until after 30 days. So like after 30 days, it's Chal L'Mafreya from the Yachshav. Now, we'll go after the Kitchav Tashim Yem. Somebody else comes and marries her within these 30 days. Mekadeshes B'Enim Kadeshes. She's married and she's not married. And therefore, Bas Koyin L'Koyin, I'm the Bas Yisroth married to a Koyin. She cannot eat because she's not Vadi married to her husband. Or Bas Koyin L'Yisroth L'Oslo Techa B'Trum, you have to go to Chumra, maybe she's married. And therefore, a Bas Koyin that got married to Yisroel, she cannot eat a Truma. And the Gemara says, the Suffolk is, what does this Lashon of Miyachshav mean? When you said Miyachshav L'Yachash L'Yashim Yoyin, is it a Tanai? Kloima, they need to say, if we don't retract within Lamed Yoyin, then Zushin should become Miyachshav, from the Zman, the first Kedushin, and then the Kedushin, the second one's Kedushin is not Mekadeshus, or maybe, no, maybe meant to be Chayzer, just to say you only want Kedushin to be Chal L'Yachash L'Yashim Yoyin, not now, and therefore the second one's Kedushin would be Chal, therefore it's a Suffolk, when exactly Kedushin is Chal. And therefore we go to Churma to say in both cases they cannot eat the Truma. Mishnah Bay. So in the Lisha, somebody says to his wife, Harayat Mekadeshus L'Yishu, be married to me, Almanas on the condition Shetin Loch Mosaim Zuz, that I will give you $200. So Locher is a raise the Mekadesh Kedushin is Chal right now, but Vu Yitain, but he has to give it. In other words, when he's Mekayim is Tanai later, then it comes out to Mafreyi with Chal Meyachshav. What's going to be said clearly Almanas Shetin Locho Mikan Vashloishim Yoyim? I'm making Kedushin on the condition that I will give it to you the money from now to 30 days. So then, no son Lobotel Shloishim, if he gives her the money within these 30 days, then Kedeshes. If he doesn't, then any Kedeshes Kedushin is not Chal. But the condition was, he has to give it to within 30 days. Menash Yeshtim Messiah Zuz, he says, I'll marry you on condition that I own $200. I raise them Kedeshes Vieshtim, the Kedushin is Chal, but Vieshtim, he has to have the money. Menash on the condition, She'erech Messiah Zuz, that I will show you 200 Zuz. Harezim Gudesh, the Gudesh Nischal, the Yaralon, he has to show it to her. But as long as he shows her that he owns $200, so then the Gudesh Nischal from right now. The Yimhero Allah Shukh, let's see, shows it to her on the table. Einim Gudesh, that's not good. Well, as he was a Shechoni and money exchanger, and he showed her $200 that didn't belong to him, that's Einim Gudesh. Havadi meant to say that he owns $200 and to show it to her. Mishnah Gimel. Menashe Yeshli Beis Kurofer. He says, I marry a Menashe in condition that I own this much amount of property of Karka, Beis Kur, that's 75,000 Amos squared. So, if he has it, a raisin with that, just Yeshloi. It's right that he has it, the Yishin is Chal. As he says, another condition, Menashe Yeshli Bemokim Pleni, I own Karka in this place, let's say in LA, I own property. Then Yeshua B'Yeshimachim, if he owns property in that place, then Mekadeshes. The Yimlav is not any Mekadeshes. Our Menashe makes a condition, She'erech a base core offer that I will show you a base core, this type of land. I raised the Mekadeshes, which is Chal right now, but the Arena, he has to show it. So again, means to say that he owns it. the inherit a dikin, we show her in a dik in a valley, ain't a mukadesha. In other words, if he shows the land that doesn't belong to him, that's not good. The petition was that he owns the land. Mr. Dalit, Rabbi Meir Amar Rameyah says, Kol Tanai, Shena Kitanai, B'nei Godo, B'nei Reuven. Anytime a person makes a condition, and it's not the same type of a condition like it was brought down in the Chumash by B'nei Godo, B'nei Reuven, like when they wanted to keep the Abraham Yardin, so Moshe Rabbeinu made a Tanai with them that they go into a soul and fight and conquer, and then they go back and live in their land. So if it's not like that, any tonight, it's not considered tonight. Remember the Apostle says, V'yena Moshe Leim, Moshe said to B'nai Gora B'nai Ruvim, in Yavru B'nai Gora B'nai Ruvim, if you will go over to fight, Oksiv it says, V'yim Lo Yavru, if you will not go over and fight, you will not get it. In other words, there has to be a tonight kofel. You have to speak out both ways, that if I give you $200, then the Gushin would be Chal. And if I do not give it to you, it will not be Chal. You have to speak it out both ways, then the condition is good. This is the Gzeras HaKosev, so the praise always speaks out, without the Gzeras HaKosev of Tanai, you cannot be Mavatla Maisim altogether. So now that we learn that, you could be Mavatla, but Kol Potem, it has to be like the B'nai God or B'nai Reuven. It has to be a Tanai Kofel. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Sorach HaYadov El Omrei, it had to be said over, because if Shemola came of not for this, Yesh B'mashma would have been Mashma, would have understood from that Lashin, Shafilu Be'eretz Kanan Lo Yinkolu. He was not even Yashin in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, Chananya ben Gamliel is arguing on Ramei and says he can learn out from here that you need a Tanai Kofel. That the reason why the Torah had to say it out both ways, because otherwise you would have made a mistake to think that if they did not go to Eretz Yisrael and fight, they would not only want to get the Yerushin Ezranor, but they won't even get the Yerushin Eretz Yisrael itself. And Eretz Kanan, and that's not true. If they wouldn't have went over, they wouldn't have got special there, but they would have received an Eretz Kanan. Therefore, here that is stick out of Tanai Kofel. It could be all over, you do not need a Tanai Kofel. However, the Loch is like Rabbi Meir. Mishneh, Tanakadish Hashisa, somebody marries his wife, the Yom, and he says to her, Kisavra Yisi Shi Kanis, I thought that she was a Kanis. And he says this after the Kedushin. The Shas Kedushin did not speak of anything, he only speaks this out later. And what happened was, Varehi Leviya, she's not a Kanis, she's only a Leviya. Well, the opposite way, he says he thought that she was a Leviya, Varehi Kanis. He thought that she was poor, but Rei Yashiva, she's rich. Well, the opposite of Yashiva, she thought she was rich, but Rei and she's poor. So in all these cases, are raised the Kadeshit. The nation like Hitasa, she did not fool them. They did not speak this out before the Kedushin. Therefore, whatever he thought in his mind is fit to Devorim Shebelei, that's not called Devorim. What's going to be the Hoayim Elisha, he says to his wife, a Rei Yashiva Kadeshit Li, Le'yachash is Gai, you should be married to me, after I become a Ger, so that right now the man is a Gai.
All right, it turned over between the one on the other side.
What's going to be the Hawaii militia who says to his wife, Aray Atma Kadesh is Li, Layachash is Guy, you should be married to me after I become a Ger, so that right now the man is a Guy. And he plans to become a Jew, so he's making a Maisa Kedusha now to be Chaf later, he has to become a Ger. Or Liyacha Shet his Gairi. Or else if a Jew says to a Shiksalite, to a Goya, I'm making Kedusha with you now, and she'll be Chal after you become a Giyaris. Or else Liyacha Sheshtacher, the person right now is Nevet Kanani, and he makes Kedusha right now, Nasha should be Chal later. Because right now, when he's Nevet, when they're a Goya, they cannot make a Maisa Kedusha. Or Liyacha Sheshtacheri, he says to a Shivcha Kananis, I'm getting married to you, when it should be chal after you become freed, or else liachas yomis balech, you go to a married lady and you tell her, I want to marry you now, the kedushin should be chal after your husband dies, or liachas shetomas achasich, or else you go to your wife's sister and you tell her, I want to marry you, and the kedushin should be chal after his wife dies, or else liachas shiachas loch yibomach, after the yibom makes chalitza. And all these cases they ain't mekudeshes, because right now it's considered davar shlo bal yerlim. Since right now you're not about Kedushin, you cannot make a Maisa Kedushin to be Chal for later. V'chein, the same thing, I'm the Chaver, say to your friend, in Yod Ishcha Nekeva, if your wife gives birth to a girl, Harayim Gadeshes Li, she should be married to me, is Einim Gadeshes, because right now it's an Uber, it's not alive, it's not a Bas Kedushin. Let's say your friend's wife was pregnant, Vulka Ubra, we could tell that she's pregnant, Nikar, then Dvarav Kayam. That's already called the Dover Shemoylam, and then the Kedushin could be Chal. V'im Yod in the Kedushin Kedushin, and if she gives birth to a girl, then Taki you are married to her. Mishnevah, Hoi Melisha, somebody says to his wife, Haret, spiritual wife. Hareyam Gudeshus Liyam Nasha Dabrelech Leshulten. I want to get, I'm getting married to you, and on condition that I will speak to the governor for you, to make it good for you. V'esimach kepoil. Or else he says, on condition that I will work for you like a worker. Dibrulel Leshulten. So then, if he does talk to the governor for her, v'yosimach kepoil, and does work for her for a day, then Mekudesh, Kedush Nishchal, v'yimlav, if he does not work or talk, Einem Kedesh, since he made this for a condition. Almanashi Yirtzav, he says, listen, I'm marrying you now, Almanash, that your father is happy with this Kedush, then we have to see later. Rotzav, Mekudesh, the father is Nichal, Kedush Nishchal, v'yimlav, if he's not happy, Einem Kedesh. May Salah say the father dies, you didn't get a chance to ask him. Hareizem Kedesh, then when last time we said the Kedush Nishchal, because the father can't be Meicher anymore, therefore the Kedush Nishchal, he can't reject. May Sabenla say the son dies, the son dies, so now it's a child, does he have to have Yibum or not? Does his wife have to have Yibum? So in this case, we tell the father, say Yimoch, he did not want the Kedushin. Therefore, Kedushin is not Chalam Afrei, and therefore there's no mitzvah, Yibum. Mishneh Zayin. Kidashti Yes Biti. The father says, I married off my daughter, I was Mekabel the Kedushin, but V'en Yadeh Lemi Kedashti, I'm not sure who the Chosim was who I married her to. Well, Vo'echet, somebody comes now, V'yom, and says, Ani Kedashti, I married her, Nemo, we believe him. Because she's supposed to be married anyway, so therefore it's only Gila Mil, so we believe even in Eidechot. Ze'oma, this one says, Ani Kedashti, Ze'oma, Ani Kedashti, two men come, each one says he married her. Shneim, Nice and Get, both of them have to give her a get now. V'mrot, Ze'echot, Nice and Get, V'yachot, if you want, one of them gives her a get, and the other one can be married to her, or like make a new Ma'at Kedushin, so V'manashach, he's mutter to her. Mishneches. Kidashti is biti. The father says, I married off my daughter. Kidashtiya v'gerashtiya kishikatana. I married her and I received the get when she's a katana. Varei katana, she's still a katana right now. The locher's nema, we leave the father. What's going to be if the father says, Kidashtiya, I married her off, v'gerashtiya, and I received the get. Kishikatana. Varei gudurla, and right now she's a gudurla. And the nema, then we do not leave the father. In other words, the father is not nema to paslo to kuna to say that she's a gerusha right now. Since she's not anymore b'rishus avi, she's a gedolah, she's a begeris, the father's not neman. What's going to be nishbei so padisiho, that the father says, my daughter was captured by the goyim and I redeemed her. Ben shikatana, whether she's a ketana, ben shikadolah, ain't a neman, we don't believe him. Again, to pas lo lakuna. Because if she was captured, we have to be afraid maybe the goyim live with her, and then she's also to a kain. So we don't believe the father. Mi shama b'shas misos, somebody said right before he died, that Yeshli Bonim, I have children, Neman, he's believed. So you have to say there's no Mitzvah Yibum. But he says, Yeshli Yachim, I have brothers to make a Mitzvah Yibum, and Neman, that we don't believe him. Because she's Becheskes not to have Yibum, so we don't believe him, not to change him, Becheskoso. HaMekadish has beat his stam, so he marries off his daughter, Stam. Ain't no Begeres Bechlau. So I want to marry off my daughter, Stam. So we say, you meant either Ketan or the Nara, but not a Begeres, because you don't have right to marry her off. Mishneh Tes. Mishi Eishloi Shtei Kite Bonus. Someone has two pairs of daughters. Mishtei Noshim with two wives. Like he has an older one and a younger one from one wife, and from the other wife also a younger and older one. For Yomani says like this, Kidashti Yes Bite, though I want to marry off my older daughter. Now, if any day we're not sure what he meant to say, in Gedilashim, there was the oldest one from the older wife, or Gedilashim Tana saw the older one from the younger wife. Like Tanishim, they also arose the younger one from the older wife, which is still older than the other pair of daughters. That's from one wife he has a girl, 12 and 10. And from the next wife he has a girl, 8 and 6. So even the girl now, 10, she's still older from than the other two. She gedolah menagdolah shabaktanis. So locher is kul nasurus. All of these are also, we don't know which one he meant. Chutz min aktana shabatana, sechzudin, the youngest daughter, that for sure is not bechlal, a gedolah, and therefore she is not married. But the other ones is a suffix. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yaisir, Rabbi Yaisir says, kula mutaris, no, they're all muta. Chutz min aktana shabatana, except the oldest of the oldest, like he says, a gedolah, and some meant to say clearly the oldest of the oldest. What's going to be, kidash tiyaz biti aktana, father says, I want to marry off my younger daughter. Again, V'en Yedei, we're not sure which one he meant. Im K'tana Shevetana, the youngest of the youngest. Or K'tana Shevetana, was the younger of the older two. Or G'dela Shevetana, was the older of the younger one. She, which she is, K'tana Menachtana Shevetelis. She is younger than the two older daughters. Alochur is Kulu Masurus, Olu Zamarosa. Chutz Menachdela Shevetelis, Rabbi Meir. excluding the oldest of the oldest, like that we know for sure, is not Bechlal, but all the other ones are Bechlal, the Suffolk of the Ketana. Rabbi Yaisi says, Kulu Mutaris, they're all Mutta. Chutz min Aktana Shavutanis. Chutz the youngest of the youngest, the same as Tom, and that's what the father meant to say, the youngest of the youngest. That's a clear Ketana. Mishnah Yud. Hoy Melisha, somebody says to his wife, Kidash Tich, that I married you, he says in front of Shnei Edim, that I married you in front of two Edim. My two Edim went to Medina Sayyam. Via Mereshi says, like Kidash Tani, no, you never married her, I'm not married to you. She's Machish. So we don't know. They come to town now. So who also the Krevis say, he, the Baal, is also to marry her Krevim. He can't marry her sister or her mother, because he said that he was married to her. But she, Muteras the Krevav, she is Mutiga married his Krevim. She says she's not Neman, so therefore she was not married to him, and therefore she's Neman on herself, and therefore she's let her get married to his relatives. What's going to be here, Mereshi says now, Kidash Tani, I was married to you. But the Baal says, no, like Kidash Tish, you did not marry me. I did not marry you. So the opposite way, who Mutiga the Krevav say, he's let her get married to a sister, to a mother. But she is Asura B'Krevo, she's also going to marry his Krevim. What's going to be Kidash Tich? He says he married her. Via Mereshi says, like Kidashto Elabit, you didn't marry me, you married my daughter. So Locher is who also B'Krevo's G'dela. The Baal that says he married her is also to marry her Krevim. But he's mutter to the daughter's Krevim. U'G'dela muteras B'Krevov. But the G'dela is mutter to marry his Krevim because she says she didn't get married to him. Who mutter the krav ketana? He's mutter get married to the krav of this ketana, but ketana and muktana muteris the krav of the ketana is also mutter in the krav of the baal because the ketana did not say she got married. It's only the mother that says that the ketana got married, not the ketana itself. Therefore, she's not also. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kidashti es bitech. The baal says I married off your daughter. Kidashti es bitech. Via Mereshi says, Loiki Dashto Eloisi, no, you did not marry my younger daughter, my daughter, but you married me. So who also the Krevas Ketana? The Baal that says he got married to the Ketana, to the daughter, he's also in her Krevim. Uktana Muteras the Krevov, and the Ketana is Mut in his Krevim, because the Ketana is not saying that she got married to him. Who Mut the Krevas Gdelas? He's Mut to marry the Krevim of the Gdela, the older one. Because he did not say he married her. But the girl that says, yes, she married him, she's also tis krivim. That is the klal, that when you say upon yourself, the chumra, you neman upon yourself, but you're not neman on somebody else. These are all called dvorim sheb erev over here, and you need two edim. One ed is not neman. Therefore, you're not neman. Mishnah Yudbeis. Komokim sheesh kedushin v'yeina vera. At a time, there's a Kedushin, and Ish is Mekadosh's wife, and there's no Aveira around. So Locher is, HaVlad Hulach Acher HaZocher. The Vlad, the child, has the same Malacha like his father. Like the Apostle says, L'mishpichoy Seim L'beis HaVoisom. Like the Mishnah says, V'yezu, what does that mean to say? Zukahanes Levi of Yisraelis. Shenisu L'koinu Leibili Yisrael. That the Zocher goes after the father. If the father is a Kayin, even though the mother is Levi or Yisraelis, the son is also a Kayin. The father is a Levi or Yisrael, whatever the father is, that Yichus goes down to the son. Now, what's going to be B'chol Mokim Sheyesh Kedushin? Anytime the Kedushin is Chal, but V'yesh Aveira, there's an Aveira involved with this Kedushin. So that means it's a Chai V'lavin, that the Kedushin is Chal. So then the Locher is Havlad Hulach Achara Pagam, that the Vlad, the child, takes over the Pagam of the two parents, whichever one has it. And what is the case like this? The Mishnah explains, V'yezah, what is this case? Ze almona l'koyin godol. If a koyin godol marries in an almona, which is a lav ha-Torah, so locher is this kid, if they have a son, is also a cholol, and he's posel l'kuna. The apostle says, lo yichal zaroi. The same thing, a gerusha v'chalutz l'koyin hedyet. Even a regular koyin is not allowed to marry a gerusha, or else the chalutza. Chalutza is only midrabon, it's a gzeira, the grusha, but in both there it is called kedushin with an aveira. So the son also has the psul, is called a cholol. A mamzeres, or what then if it's a girl, it should be called a chalolo. Mamzeres on the sinil Yisrael, if the isha is a mamzeres, that she gets married to a regular Ben Yisrael, so it's a lav involved, not allowed to marry them. Pasuk lo yovi mamzer v'kal Hashem gam dor asiri, and Nosin has the same halacha like a mamzer. So, I mean, the Rabbanim is allowed not to get married to them. And the same thing, a mamzer is also allowed not to get married. But still, if they do get married, the kedushin is chal. But that's what our Mishnah says, that the havla, the shelachacha pekam, the son is also called a mamzer. Now, the Mishnah writes, what's been the opposite way? Bas Yisrov, the mother was kosher, but she got married la mamzer nosin. It'll be the same thing, that the son or the girl they have has a locho of a mamzer or a nosin. That's called kol mokim sheyesh kedushin v'yesh averus, and of la, the kid or the boy or the girl goes after the psul of either one of the parents. Then the Mishnah goes on, v'chol mi she'ein lo'olof kedushin. But sometimes you get married, but the kedushin is not chal. We'll soon see what the case. V'yesh lo alacherim kedushin. But the lady is a bas kedushin, just you, she can't have kedushin. This is the case of chai v'krisa. Let's say to your sister, to your mother, you cannot make kedushin with them, but they could get married to somebody else. So in this case, have lad mamzer. If they live together, a brother and a sister, so the kid becomes a mamzer. Zed, the Mishnah says, abo lachas mikol aroya shabbatar, in case you live with any isha that's an erva to you, a chai v'krisis to you, so the halacha is, the kedushin is not chal, but the kid you have is called a mamzer. V'chol mi shein lo loy alo v'loy alacherim kedushin. Let's in the case of a shivcho or a goy that has no kedusha, not only with you but with nobody else. So here the case is avlad kemoisa. The vlad has the same malacha like the mother. V'yeza, what's the case of this? The vlad shivcho v'nochris. If a ben yisro marries a goya or marries a shivcho, so locher is the son goes the yichus is not after the father but after the mother. The son has locher like a goy or like a shivcho. And all these things, the Gemara dashes from Sukkim. Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Tarfin, and Rabbi Tarfin says, Yecholin mamzerim li toher. There's a way to make a mamzer tor, that his children should not be mamzerim anymore. Because if this is a regular mamzer, you can say that the kids are also mamzer. But he says he has a way to make the children should become tor. Ketzad, mamzer shenosa shivcha. The answer is a man is a mamzer, let him marry a shivcha. The locher is a vlad evet. The vlad has locher like the mud, like a shivcha. Then shichroi, when you free this evet, nimsa ben churin, the son is a regular ben churin, a regular Jew now, and he has no psul of a mamzer on him. That's from Tarf and Shita. However, Rabbi Elezer holds and says, harei ze evet mamzer, no, true, the kid is an evet, but the psul mamzer still goes upon him, and he cannot be mitayer. However, the locher is like a betafin, that the ben could become tor if the mamza marries a shivcha. Yeah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Asora Yuchsin Olu Mibovel. 10 different type of yuchsin, 10 different type of mishpochis came up from Bovel, Teretz Yisrael. It means by the Bayis Hasheni, when Ezra Sofer left Bovel, he like cleaned out Bovel and took up all the mishpochis and see all the psulim. He took up Teretz Yisrael and left the Bovel to be knocked, to be clean, with only Mishpochas Mucheses. Now, when he went up, he took with him Kahanim, Kahane, Leviye, Yisraeli, these three, then Chaloli, those Kahanim that became a Cholol. They were Noldu from the wife, the mothers were Psulm to the father. Let's say Goyin Almona got married to a Kohen Gadol. So they have a son, their son is called a cholol, that's called chaloli. Who are then geri, means all the gerim. V'charure, a person was an eved kenani, and then he was mishacher, became free, became a ben Yisrael, that's called charuri. Then mamzeri, all the mamzerim, all the kids that were nailed from aroyis, the kedushin is not tofas boy. Who are then nesinim, where they were the givoinim, that when this garba may Yeshua, and they were called Nesinim, because the Pasuk says, V'yitnim Yeshua b'yemhu, chait v'yetzim eshev v'mayim, and Yeshua was Gozar, and who had been David also was Gozar, that they should not get married into Klal Yisrael, that they were also, for Jews also to get married to them. That's called Nesinei, and then Shtuki v'yasufi. Shtuki is their Sofik Mamzerim, that we do not know who the father is. So shtuki means that when we ask the mother who was the father, who was the husband you came pregnant from, she shows that she keeps quiet, she does not tell us. So you have a suffix whether the kids are moms or not. And the yasufa means bichlal, we don't even know who the mother is. We find the kid outside on the street, and we do not know who the parents were, so the suffix mamzerim. These are 10 different types of mishpachas of yuchsin. So lochra like this, that kahani levi yisraeli mutorim lovi zebzet, a lot intermarry, or kayin kemari levi or yisraelis kemari levi or kayin, these three are mutat kemari one to another. And now, Leviya Yisraeli Chaloli Geiri Vecharuri Mutorim Levi Zebezeh. A Levi or a Yisrael is mutter to get married to a Chalolim or to Gerim or to Charurim. Every Kanani, once he's a Meshacher, he's like a regular Jew, he's mutter. They're only mutter to get married to a Kain. A Kain can't marry a Shivcha that was misguided, that was freed, or else the Gioris, a Kain cannot marry, or else the Chalolim. Chalolis, a kohen cannot marry. And these are ceremonies to get to a kohen, not to a Levi, to Yisrael. Therefore, Levi and Yisrael is mutter to get married to Chaloli, to Geri, and to Charurim. What about Geri, Vecharure, Mamzeri, Nesine, Shtuke, Vyasufi, Kula, Motorum, Lov, Zebzeh? Now, this mission holds that Kahal, Gerim, Leikre, Kahal, and therefore Geri is mutter to get married to a Mamzer. And the same thing a Charuri also, an Eved Kenani is Meshacher, he's Mutta to get married to a Mamzer. Therefore, Gerim Charorim are Mutta to get married to Mamzeri Nisin Ishtufi Vyasufi, because they're not called a Kaal. The Yisra Nisinim is also not to get married to a Kaal, Yisrael. But these are Gerim Charorim are not called Kaal, therefore they're Mutta to get married one to another. Mishnah Beis. V'yelu hein Shtuki. What's considered the Shtuki? We know who the mother is, but we do not know who the father is. That's called the shtuki. As to say, like the father keeps, the mother keeps quiet, which we don't believe who the father is. So it's a suffix whether the kids are moms or not. Asufi, the mitzkol shenesaf minashuk. That's how you find the kid outside in the street. You did not know lo yesav lo yesim. You don't know his father, not his mother. So it's a suffix whether the kids are moms or not. Abishol ho yikaru l'shtuki beduki. Abishol yiskol l'shtuki beduki means to check him out to vodikim. Because the old, you have the right to check out the mother and to see what she says, who she became pregnant from. If she says she became pregnant from an adam kosher, so the vlad is also kosher, but I can believe the mother. So we have the Gemara in Ksubis, if Yeshuana that let me be on the chayin, but the Gemara in Blazer, they both said yes, nemenis. Sirost Abishol holds like Rabbi Gamliel and Blazer that we believe that she has a cheskes tyra, a cheskes kashrus, and therefore we believe it to say she was nivela lekoshela, and therefore the kid is called a kashra. So beduki means we have a right to check out the mother and believe her if she says the husband was a kashra man. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha'asurim lovei b'kahal. Any person that's also to get married to a Kahal Yisrael, to a regular Jew. So, Motor and Lovi Zebezeh. They let her get married one to another. So, the Gemara explains what the Mishnah means, let's like we had before Mishnah Aleph, that Mamzerim and Nesinim Mushtukim Vasufin, that even though they're assumed to marry to regular Kahal Yisrael, but they're Motor to get married one to another. And the Gemara says it comes to include also a Ger Amoni Muavi. Also, they're also to get married to regular Yisrael, but the mutter to mamzerim and nesinim. Reb Yehuda holds no, it's also Zmoras Maz, but Yehuda holds that a ger is also to mamzeris, because Reb Yehuda holds that kahal gerim ikri kahal, therefore ger is also to mamzeris. Reb Lezer says like this, Reb Eliezer Oimer, that vadoyin bevadoyin mutter. Avadai mamzer is mutter to avadai mamzeris, the mutter. But he says, but vadai besveikim, but avadai mamzer to a sofik mamzer. We also sveikim and a sofik mamzer to avadai mamzeris. Who sveikim besveikim, and a sofik mamzer to a sofik mamzeris, like a shtuki in a sufi. They're also, he holds, they're also zelizer, because you have to be afraid maybe one is a mamzer and one's not a mamzer. Seals even a sofik is also in the kahal. Fielu ein asfekas, what's the sofik mamzer? We had before shtukti asufi, where the mother keeps quiet, there was a sufi, we don't know who the parents are. And then what did it say, ukusi, they also b'chalal the sveikis. Because the Gemara says that the kusim, even though the Geri Yemesim, they were Jews, but they're not Bikim and Hilchas, Gitin and Kedushin. And therefore we have to be afraid that they're remarried without a kosher get, and therefore the kids are mamzerim, that's called the Suffolk mamzer. Mishnah Dalet. Hanoise Isha Kehenis. That means, let's say a Kohen wants to get married now, and his wife is a Bas Kohen, his wife is a Kehenis. So he has to check out to make sure she's Mucheses. So Locharis, Sorach, Livdoi, Kachor, you have to check after a Yichus, Arba Imois. You have to check out to four mothers. We'll soon see the mother, the grandmother. Shein Shemoina comes out to be eight. Like four from the mother's side, four from her father's side. You have to check out all the mothers to make sure neither of them came from a Psul Chalolis or a Psul Mamzeris, to make sure this Kohen now is marrying the Mucheses. Now the Mishnah explains who are these eight. That's Imo. You have to first check out her mother, make sure there's no psul in the mother's mishpacha. V'yeim Imo, the grandmother. V'yeim Avi Imo, and the mother of the father of her mother. V'imo, and the same thing, the mother of the father of her mother, and the mother of the father of her grandmother. Now V'yeim Aviha, the mother of her father. V'imo and her mother. V'yeim aviyah viyah, and the mother of the father's father, v'yeim on her mother. That's how you have these four, which comes out to be eight. And the Moral explains the reason why you only have to check out the mothers and not the fathers, because by men we say if there's really a psul in his mishpachom, when men come to argue with one another, they speak out the psul. So it would have been yidur, like the older men, the men that are psulim, it's yidur, everybody knows the psul, because when they come to argue, they speak out the psul. Therefore, if it's not known yet, his psul, we have right to say, is not possible. But by the mothers, the ladies were not sure. Therefore, since the Kohen is also to get married to a Kohen, to a Chalolom, or to psulim, therefore he has to check out his wife before he gets married to them. But the opposite way around, let's say a Kohanis wants to marry a Yisrael, she doesn't have to check if she wants to get married to Yisrael to Levia. She doesn't have to check out, because Lehuzeru, Kohanis, Lenosa Lepsulim. It's only that the Kohen, the man, can't marry Psulim, but the Isha, she could marry Psulim. Then the Mishnah says, Leviyo of Yisraelis. Let's say a Kohen is getting married to a Bas Levi or to Bas Yisrael. Like so far, we're talking about where the Kohen is getting married to a Bas Kohen. What's going to be if he's getting married to a Bas Levi or to Bas Yisraelis? So, Mesif and Aleim Oidachas. Each way you have to go back and check out another mother, the great-great-grandmother you have to check out. Each one of these cases. So it comes out you have to check 12 mothers. Six from each tzad. The Mishnah Hei. Ein boidkim loimen amezbech olomalo. Let's say you're checking out, you want to marry this lady, and you're checking out her mother or grandmother, and you find out that one of them was married to a Kohen that was Oved on the Mizbeach, they did the Avoidus on Mizbeach, so you don't have to check anything further, because any Kohen that worked by the Mizbeach, he was checked out well before he got that position, and therefore there's no Shemetz Psul in that Mishpacha. Let's say one of them was married to a Levi, and his Avoidus in the Beis Hamikdash used to sing, they used to be on the Duchin to say the Shir. So also for sure he was a Mucheses, they checked him out, there's no Psul Shemitz, there's no psul in his mishpacha. For Leimin Sanhedrin Ulamal, if any one of them he checked up was the husband, was on the Sanhedrin Hagdolah, so whoever got on there was checked out well before, there's no psul in his mishpacha. For Chol Shehuchsuku Avoisov Mishoitri Hirabim, anybody that the father was from the Shoitri Rab means he was appointed to be a position over the Rabbim, then he did the Dayonim. They were appointed to be Dainim Omnis, so also they always made sure there were no psulim there, therefore you wouldn't have to check any further. The Gaboid stock, anybody in Mishpacha there was collecting Tzedakah also is Mucheses. Now, Masiyin Lekuhuno V'yein Tzorach Livdek Achreihim. Means any one of these we just mentioned, so Locher is then a Kohen's let him marry their daughter. Masiyin Lekuhuno V'yein Tzorach Livdek Achreihim. We don't have to check them out any further. Yes, there was Min HaMizbech Lamala, Min HaDuchin. Rabbi Yosef Yosi says, Af Mi Shoyichosum Eid V'arke Hayishon Shel Tzipori. If any person that ever signed to be an aid, the Yakoi on the Bezdin, Hayishona from the city Yishona, Shel Tzipori, which was near the city Tzipori, was the Bezdin of that city made careful, were very careful, any aid that signed by them was a Mecheses. So therefore, if you know that the father was Mecheses that signed at this and this Bezdin, for sure his daughter was also Mecheses, a kind letter marry his daughter. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer. Anybody was signed up to be part of the army of the king. And the more says goes on Chayolosh Beis David. So they were Mecheses, like the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Yisyasim B'tzvoba Mechomo. So therefore, you can marry their daughter, a kohen's not to marry their daughter. Yeah, Mishneh Vav. Bas Cholol Zohar. Is psula menakuna liyelum. Bas cholol zocher means if the kohen was a cholol. In other words, the zocher means the husband, the kohen, he's a cholol. It means to say that his parents, yes, his father was a kohen, he got married to a grusha, so he became a cholol. Now, when he gets married, when this cholol gets married, the daughter that he has, she remains a cholol liyelum. That's called liyelum. And if she has children, her children also remain a cholol. It always goes down, the psul cholol goes down, say that all the daughters, they have this psul that they become chalolim. Yisrael shenosa chalol, let's say regular Yisrael, that married a wife, that she was a chalol, she was born from her parents were a kohen that married a gerusha. Now in the chalol, there's no issa for to get married. So therefore, bitek sher lakuna, since there's no issa, there's no avera right now, therefore her daughter remains kosher to a kohen can marry her daughter. Now, what's going to be cholol, if the husband is a kohen, he's a cholol. Shenosa bas Yisrael, he marries a regular bas Yisrael. So locher is still bitoy psul lakuna. His daughter goes after the father, and since the father is a cholol, the psul goes down to the daughter. She remains a cholol also. Reb Yudis says bas ger zohor kabas cholol zohor, that the daughter of a ger, if the father is a ger, since a ger is post lakuna, the psul fakuna. So then the daughter also has a psul, and therefore she's also possible for Kain to marry her. Mishneh Zayin, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Yisrael shenosa giyuris, or Yisrael that marries a giyuris, so locher is bitok sher lakuna, since the parents are not doing any yisa, so therefore we go boss of the father, since the father is a regular Yisrael, therefore the daughter is sher lakuna. V'ger shenosa bas Yisrael, what's going to be if the father was a ger? He got married to Bas Yisrael. Also, Bita Ksher Lakuna. That the Bita is Ksher Lakuna, since one of them, since the mother is a Kosher Yid, so therefore she's also Ksher Lakuna. Abba, what's going to be though, Ger Shanosa Gyer, let's say both parents were Gyerim, even though now they're both Jews, and then Alochri is Bita Psu Lakuna. The daughter still remains Post Lakuna, she has luck like a Ger, that a Ger is Post Lakuna. What's going to be now, Echad Ger V'Echad Avodim Mishachrorim? The same halach applies to ger or to an eved, even after he becomes freed. Locher is afilu ad asaroderis, even after ad asaroderis. That if both parents were avodim shechrorim, or both parents were gerim, that the kids remain post lakuna. Ad until sheteima miyisrael. At least you have to have that the mothers from a regular Yisrael, then the kid also remains kosher lakuna. Rabbi Yosi says, av ger shenosa gyeris. Bitel Ksher Lakuna. Yesi yells that even a ger that marries a ger, so what? Since the mice now both parents are Jews, therefore the bitel, the daughter, is also kosher Lakuna. Mishneches. Ha'inu, somebody says, Beni ze mamzer, this is my son, and Ishno is a mamzer. Because he's moida, that this is his son, that is a mamda, Shenel loy me'erva, that he was born through an erva, he lived with an erva. Halacher is ain't a nem, we don't believe the father. That since he's a korvet of a doy, so korv is not nemun. Even both of them say al uba shebimayeho mamzeru. Even both parents say that the wife is pregnant, not from the husband, but from somebody else. Therefore, the kids are mamzer. Any on the morning. Still, we don't believe them. It's a car of apostle. We don't believe them. We have Yudu Amudu says no on the morning.